Good morning. And how are you? It's got to be the hardest time to ever have a parish picnic after this week, by far. It's been a hard week for everybody, as you all know. And I want the second reading, of course, gives us some guidance about what to do. And we start a little late in that reading, but I want to go back to the first part of it, because it puts it in the context when we hear. This is from Ephesians chapter 5. And we're going to start at verse 8. And it says, there was a time when you were in darkness. There was a time when you were in darkness. But now you are light in the Lord. Well then, live as children of the light. Light produces every kind of goodness and justice and truth. Be correct in your judgment of what pleases the Lord. Take part, no part in vain deeds done in darkness. Rather, condemn them. It's shameful even to mention the things these people do in secret. But when such deeds are condemned, they are seen in the light of day. And all that then appears is light. And that is why we read, awake, O sleeper, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. And then we hear the reading begins today. Keep watch over your conduct. Do not act like fools, but like thoughtful men. Make the most of the present opportunity, for these are evil days. These are evil days that we're in the midst of. And so what Paul is telling us, they were evil days back then too. And Paul's teaching the Ephesians, what do you do in the midst of evil days? And it's been evil, what we talked about. You know, when I put my video out a couple weeks ago on coming against the darkness, some people have been talking, and you know, you get over 135 comments on the one thing. And they say, Father, don't tell us to be quiet. I haven't said to be quiet to anybody in any way, shape, or form. What I'm saying is we just can't curse the darkness. We need to bring the light into the darkness, to come against the darkness, to come against the evil. And the way we do that is he says, watch over your own conduct. What's he saying? Be light. Stand against the darkness. Too many people have just been cursing the darkness. And the cursing of the darkness, it isn't going to change any. It just isn't. We need to bring the light of truth, Jesus Christ, into this darkest of times. You know, again, myself, things, it's been very hard. But I don't want to be a victim here. It's been hard. You know, I sat there and thought, I'm not going to wear my clerics. There's no way I'm wearing my clerics to Waldemere today. It ain't going to happen. I had a friend who was walking through Walmart, not here in another diocese, that is not even in Pennsylvania. And somebody came up to him and says, priest, pedophile, and spit at him. Right? And this guy's a holy young man, priest. But again, we all take the thing for what the evil people have done. But now we've taken that evil and we brought it to the light. And now that the light is there, they can no longer hide in the darkness. And it's in the whole church. It's coming and we're bringing the light to this. The only way we can do it. But again, though, once he says, okay, now be the light, we need to also then sit there. And what does he say? How does this reading end today? Can you imagine? This is a hard for any of us to listen to. But this is what Paul tells us. Give thanks to God the Father always for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So in the midst of everything, he still calls us to praise God for what is good. And there's still great goodness in the church. The truth, what's happening at this very Mass today, that God the universe cannot contain, will humble himself before us and he will feed us with his own precious body and blood. And we need to do that. And we need to be focused on Jesus, the light, as we bring in the light. You know, we can never go against and say that what's happened is any way right or wrong. What the bishops did was wrong. What the priests did was wrong. What the lay people did, who also did things, was wrong. You know, I lived, there was 41 priests on that list. I lived with 10 of them. 10. throughout the years. Two of them I reported, one I explicitly reported, nothing got done. When I was only 17 years old, I was molested by the rector of the seminary. At 17, when I enter into the seminary. But I have decided in my own life that I am not going to sit there and let what happened then conduct and fill my whole life. There's more goodness in the church than evil. And I have tried in my 30 years of priesthood to be that light, and that's what we're all called to do. So we have a decision. We can decide to just be like everybody else, and that's why with this church, where I'm so blessed that you're this community, because you know that the light is stronger than the darkness. You know that God is good and that God will win. And then we will get through this. We'll get through this together. We'll get through this by bringing light to speak against the darkness, but bring that light of Christ in the midst of this. So let's choose to never okay darkness, to come against darkness. If any kind of darkness has happened to you, anybody, you got to speak up. You got to bring it forth. You got to bring it to the light. But then you got to let Jesus heal it. Can Jesus heal everything that's happened? He's healed me. He can heal many people. And we can move on. We can't get stuck. We got to move on. Now, some people, again, someone says to me, after they called me some names online, they also sat there and says, don't use your faith to okay the things that have happened in the church. People, that's all I got is faith in the midst of all this. This is the only thing that can help us is our faith in Jesus Christ. So when someone tells you to dismiss your faith, you cling to your faith because Jesus Christ, our King, the God of the universe, who feeds us with his bread of life today, we already know how this ends. He wins, and we win in him. You got it? Get it? Made you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us